With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. A young writer from Liverpool, England, has made quite a splash in the States with his books of horror and with a movie he wrote and directed called Hellraiser. But Clive Barker's most recent novel, Weave World, doesn't have all of the dripping blood of his previous work.
There isn't that much grisly stuff, and there's some strange stuff, there's some dark stuff, but it's not
a fantasy.
It's a fantasy book, very much. That's the direction that I'm going in.
Clive Barker says he wanted a change of pace.
I pretty much immersed myself in the grisly and the visceral, and felt like it was time to see whether I could do something different.
Clive Barker says that in fantasy, the way to a magic world is never very far. A looking glass, for example, or a rabbit hole.
I'd thought for a very long time, wouldn't it be great to do a book in which a world was actually woven into a carpet?
So in Weave World, Barker describes a people who are the last owners of all the rapture or magic in the world, and who are being destroyed by an evil force known as the Scourge.
The only thing that they can really do is hide. They haven't got the power to fight the Scourge. And they decide to hide in the most commonplace item. They decide to weave themselves into a carpet.
Along with their flora and fauna, their landscape and magic, the carpet becomes lost as the forces of good and evil battle to find it. Barker's Weave World is set in his hometown of Liverpool.
A less likely place to find magic, it is difficult to imagine.
Because of the explicit violence in Barker's earlier books, his mother and father refused to read them, but they did read Weave World.
There is no viscera, you know, I mean...
There's no man-eating pigs.
No man-eating pigs, you know, and I think that'll do it every time.
Clive Barker, whose fiction includes the Books of Blood series, The Damnation Game, and his latest, Weave World, published by Poseidon Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Britain's answer to Stephen King is Clive Barker. His horror fiction has found an enthusiastic audience in the U.S., but Barker is humble when he speaks of Stephen King.
My kind of fiction is finally very different from his. I think we come at the act of writing fantasy and horror fiction from slightly different angles, and I'm glad of that because I can't compete with the master.
Barker's horror fiction includes the Books of Blood series, The Inhuman Condition, and Weave World, his latest.
Weave World is the first time there's a book which is written for an American publisher, explicitly for an American publisher, to be published first in America. And the rest of the stuff has been stuff which I produced for English markets, which has been printed over here later.
Weave World, however, is not horror. It's fantasy. But genre definitions bother Clive Barker.
There are large areas of fantasy in most horror fiction. There are horrific elements in a lot of fantasy fiction. There's a lot of crossover.
Weave World is the story of a magical people who attempt to escape evil by weaving themselves into a carpet.
Good fantasy and good horror fiction, anything which is the literature of the imagination, is finally a way of offering metaphorical solutions to the world in which we live.
Clive Barker cites the Garden of Eden myth, for example.
I am assuming, not being a fundamentalist, that the book of Genesis is not historically true. But the idea of Adam and Eve being somehow exiled from a place of perfection makes some kind of sense to us.
Clive Barker's books have been translated into some 10 languages and reach a wide cross-section of readers.
There's a huge age range. I mean, when I would go to signings, and there would be people in their 70s with books.
Clive Barker, Poseidon Press, published his newest novel, Weave World. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.